world. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're staying right here because there's a lawsuit from Amazon investors. Something about SpaceX. What is the complaint, Bob?
I actually am surprised it took this long for some Amazon shareholders to sue. Amazon has got what it's called its Kuiper constellation of satellites. They want to put up 3,200 satellites to create a constellation to provide internet service to the world. Direct competition to SpaceX's Starlink system, which, by the way, already has, I think, 5,000 satellites in orbit, 4,000, I forget the number. I think it's over 4,000, moving closer to 5,000. They've already got theirs in orbit. Both these systems were designed and proposed at the exact same time. While SpaceX is operational and has got, like, thousands in orbit, Amazon hasn't launched a single one yet. And they have to get half of their constellation up in orbit by 26 to meet their requirements of the SEC license. Now, about a year and a half ago, they signed contracts with Ariane Space, ULA, and Blue Origin for something like 80 launches to launch these satellites. And Amazon investors are now suing because they question why SpaceX was not considered at all as a potential launch customer. And in fact, they're accusing Bezos having a conflict of interest, that he interfered with the negotiation process so that cash would go to Blue Origin, which, by the way, still has not launched an orbital rocket, and we wait, and it's now 4 years behind schedule, and nothing has happened. And so these investors are questioning the contract negotiations at Amazon and considering it's a possible problem.
It's a puzzle, Bob. I mean, Amazon is a big, great big creature, and it takes advantages of all repricing, and if there's a misprice. And this is odd, strange.
Yeah, and it makes no sense that they did not consider SpaceX because it's the most reliable and cheapest launch service. Not to use it at all costs the company money.
Yeah.
And so the investors are wondering what the decision was and whether or not it was a bit of conflict of interest, because right now, even though Blue Origin has not yet launched its rocket, and we don't know when it's ever going to launch, that Blue Origin has gotten more than $500 million from Amazon as part of this contract. So a company that can't launch anything has gotten $500 million from the investors at Amazon for not producing anything, and that's why they're suing. They question this.
What is Firefly?
Firefly is a rocket startup. It has managed to complete one successful launch, though there were some issues. It has a rocket Alpha. It is signing contracts with a lot of people. It has a Space Force contract to do what they call responsive launch capabilities. So the payload is provided by a company called Millennium, and the two of them have now told the Space Force that they're ready to launch that satellite anytime in the next 6 months and do it fast. The way the contract works is at any moment in time, the Space Force can notify them, we want you to launch. And they've got to do it then in 60 hours. And that involves, in those 60 hours, transporting the payload to Vandenberg, because it's not on the rocket, assembling it on the rocket, running at fueling operations and countdown, and taking off within then 24 hours. So within a 60-hour window, you've got to launch. And so they're sitting there waiting. Now it's up to the Space Force to pick a date. And, of course, the Space Force is going to keep it secret and suddenly hand the envelope over to them, and they're going to have to move. And so we have to wait and see when that happens.
Meanwhile, Starlink, which we're on right now for this conversation, is signing deals, this time with a Japanese cell phone company. Bob, there have been some resistance around the world, but is there a trend now that other nations are coming in on Starlink's genius?
I would say the resistance has generally been weak. There have been places for political reasons that didn't sign up with Starlink nations. Some nations didn't sign up because they didn't, SpaceX wouldn't pay off, bribe the right officials. But in more times than not, they want the business because it helps their citizenry and it looks good. And so a Japanese cell phone company has signed a deal with SpaceX to provide satellites to cell phone service in remote areas in Japan. It's going to start out text service in 24 and then become full voice services shortly thereafter. SpaceX has, Starlink has 5,000 satellites in orbit. It's operational. It's making money. Amazon hasn't launched a darn thing yet, and it's depending on rocket companies that can't launch rockets. I wonder which company's more dependable right now, John.
A Soviet satellite. Soviet Union ended in 91. This satellite is from 91, but what's happened to it, and is it reckless for this to happen?
No, this is just a satellite broke up. It's 7 debris pieces have been identified. They don't know if it was from an impact or not. This is not the end of the world. It does indicate that space junk should be cleared, but no one's going to get hit by it because this has been in orbit, in that orbit for a quarter of a century, and it hasn't hit anything. And these objects are all in the same orbit, so no problem.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.